Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN 6:50, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. U.S. unveiled its sanctions to punish the Russians for the election hack. Now, the Russians are supposedly going to expel some U.S. diplomats in retaliation. From ABC News, it's Maggie Rulli. Maggie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Of course. It's a big story and one we're going to have to keep following well into 2017.
First of all, can you explain exactly, I'm getting text messages this morning, what did the Russians actually do to hack the election?
You know, it's a good question because I think people hear hack the election, and because there was so much talk about voter fraud and electronic voter fraud this election, people think hacking, that someone actually came in and messed with our votes. But that's not what we're talking about. The accusation is that Russia and Russian intelligence officials hacked the election by hacking into political accounts, to political emails, and then selectively releasing this information to sway the election one way or the other.
Well, we had to do something because the Russians got in. We know that. What's next? Do they get into our banking system? We needed to stop them, but is this enough?
Exactly. That's the big question right now. I mean, the reaction out of Congress is that this pretty severe reaction from the White House was overdue, that we have to do something, if not more, in reaction to the Russians. Backtracking just a bit, the reaction in detail, yesterday the White House announced that, one, they're going to be leveling sanctions against 9 Russian entities, including singling out multiple individuals by name. They're expelling 35 Russian intelligence operatives from the U.S. They said, you and your families, you only have 72 hours, you get kicked out of the country. And three, they're shutting down 2 Russian compounds, one in Maryland, one in New York, here in the U.S. So the reaction was severe from the White House, some of the really the harshest rhetoric between the U.S. and Russia that we've seen since the Cold War. But many people are saying, you know, this is serious. We need even more.
Maggie, obviously, I think President Obama had to do something, and kicking the Russians out, the diplomats out of the country was a start. And I'm hearing more now that more will be leaving the country or more have been told to leave. When President-elect Trump comes in, will this all be undone? I mean, I'm not saying there's going to be like a welcome back party at the White House, but will this all kind of just go away?
Well, that's the big question. You mentioned the welcome back party, and I think that's what makes it more difficult for him. You know, the Obama administration did this, you know, with just a few weeks left in office. And they're kind of setting up Trump, saying, all right, you know, Donald Trump, you deny that the Russians were behind this hack. You've, you know, had an interesting, somewhat friendly relationship with Vladimir Putin. So instead of leaving this unsettled before you take office, we're going to kind of use an executive order, put the ball in your court now. Now, instead of Donald Trump having to take action, he will have to go against these actions. And as you said, having a welcome back party is much more difficult than kicking them out in the first place.
We're talking with Maggie Rulli from ABC News about the sanctions against Russia. President Obama released a statement yesterday. He said all Americans should be alarmed by Russia's actions. The highest levels of the Russian government knew. So does that mean it came from Putin?
You know, it's a big question and one that many people want more answers to. I think part of the problem here is that some of it is secretive. Some of it is classified. Congress is calling for a bipartisan congressional review to dive into this, to figure out exactly what happened. You know, we have people questioning still, was it the Russians? Even though multiple U.S. Intelligence officials, multiple U.S. law enforcement agencies like the FBI and Department of Homeland Security have said 100%, yes, this is the Russians. But people want to see the evidence. They want to see, did it come from Putin? Who was involved in Russia? And so now we have people calling for the United States to release this information.
It seems like it's 1981 all over again.
I know. Gosh, people are saying this is the new Cold War, the new Cold Cyber War. And it's, you know, it's somewhat terrifying.
Maggie, how will this, I guess, immediately directly affect us as U.S. citizens? I mean, we won't feel this, obviously, in the pocketbook or anything like that. But are there trade restrictions or tariffs already in place? How does that affect that?
You know, it's a good question because a lot of this is so high level. You know, we have President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin speaking. This might seem out of place for an everyday American. And I think one of the strongest points that should be made here is cybersecurity, and that cybersecurity is a huge issue. Yes, we're talking about it from a political standpoint, but, you know, cybersecurity affects the everyday U.S. citizen as well. And if a foreign entity can hack political systems, can they hack bank accounts? That's something that affects everyday Americans. And so I think calling on our leaders to tighten cybersecurity and to make it a serious issue and a serious priority is something that's important.
When this story came out yesterday, I thought to myself, will this deter the Russians? And I think, no. Mm-hmm. But what is the Russians' agenda? What do they want? They're doing something because they want something. What is it?
Yeah, and that's the big question. I mean, so far, even though the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and CIA have said Russia is behind the hack to influence the election, they don't have the evidence to go so far as to say they were swaying it towards one person or another.
I want you to say that again, because people keep texting us, are you sure the Russians were behind it? That is a fact. That is a fact.
That is the fact that was put out by the FBI and Department of Homeland Security.
Fact.
That is what law enforcement officials here in the U.S. are saying, yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. But the caveat there is that they haven't released evidence to say that they necessarily swayed it towards a Donald Trump election, just that they were interfering in the U.S. election system. So, you know, and the tough part is, you mentioned you're getting texts from people. I'm getting questions from people as well. When you're dealing with classified information like this, people are reluctant to give you sometimes the evidence you need to support this. So they're coming out saying these are facts, but people are asking, well, show us how this is a fact. You know, we want to see, how was Russia behind this? And they're saying, well, it can't necessarily just yet. We're hearing rumblings that we're going to get some evidence today that Russia was behind the DNC hack. So I think everyone's really hanging on that to see exactly what's released.
Is Russia trying to scare us? They want us to know that they're watching. What is it?
Yeah, you know, I think tensions have been tight for a while. You know, obviously, since the Cold War, we've had a complicated relationship with Russia, and especially with escalations in the region. You know, Ukraine happening, still happening, and starting up just a few years ago, we've had sanctions with Russia since 2015.
Right.
So this isn't out of the blue. You know, we've had complications and difficulties dealing with the Russian government, and as many people in Congress are saying, this reaction is overdue. We should have done something like this years ago with Russia.
Got it. Maggie Rulli from ABC News. Maggie, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks. Have a great one.
All right. Take care.